Are we rocking and rolling? Well, guess what?
Yeah, Matt called me fat earlier.
Well, put this on your stomach then. Yeah, try and call me out, make me look bad. I'll double down, dude. I don't give a damn. Ramping up. We're ramping up. Pretty good, huh, Lou?
Was the cheap class?
Dude, you haven't seen that
was
clip.
Was it funny?
It was very funny. I put it right at the end after credits. Hell yeah. New Fugler alert. Thanks to Yamil Sanchez. Yamil. Am I supposed to do the accent? That felt bad. I'm sorry, Yamil.
I hated that. You know, I've put enough money for you to do accents.
No,
yet.
Up top? No way. Anyway. Hey, Lou.
Lou.
You want to get that collar off?
Load up.
You want the pink shot, Lou?
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm starting off real hot. Sorry. Yep. Anyway, thank you, Yamil, our first leather Fugler.
He said he got it because it looked like Matt.
He did say that, and it hurt my feelings.
Can we give you a Yamil ding?
Immediate Yamil ding. Yamil ding. That's funny. We got to figure out a point system on the whole ding dings. It's what? Like roast, puns?
I think Aiden was right. Anytime it makes any of us laugh, it's a ding.
But do we audibly have to give it a ding?
I think for editing,
it makes it a lot easier when we call it out.
Someone say ding.
Yeah.
Everyone be on guard.
On guard.
Leviosa.
Leviosa.
You never watched it. You can't talk about it.
What is that?
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. No, I was too busy being a full-grown adult by then.
Proud of the eye contact you're making with the camera.
Thanks. I realize, it doesn't affect my whatever autism I have. I can look directly into it because there's not an actual person there.
Yeah. Or.
Just wait till the ads. I'll read them into the corner. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. And what? Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up.
With.
Matt Taylor.
And Fiona Call Me.
You wish. You pervert.
What?
Don't worry.
What would you think the answer to not answer ratio is when I call you? I think it's pretty good.
Like how often am I answering?
Mm-hmm. If I call.
I think I answer. I'm way better at phone calls than text messages.
Yeah, that's true.
Because my hands have a hard time tapping.
Pretty interesting.
I got a lot of unread texts.
How many do you have right now?
I don't want to talk about
it. Let me see.
No.
Oh, do we want to take a bet real quick on how many unread messages you have? I'm going to say 400.
I'm going to take the over.
Over 400? Are you taking under 400?
I'm taking way the fuck over.
Over 400? Let me see your phone.
Sorry. Let me see your phone.
This is how the control starts.
I remember it being extremely high after.
That is a ding. All right.
I remember it being very high after Fallon because that was a question that I had, and it was in the thousands then.
Oh, my God. I was way off.
I really worked.
All right, second guess, Aiden. It's over 400.
1,600. Four
times. It's under that.
Yeah, I'm doing better.
1,075. That's crazy. But you're a busy lady.
You know what's weird?
How many do I have?
Did your number
85? That's pretty good. That's crazy.
That's a lot still. 85
is a lot. Yeah.
Did your number get leaked or something? Why is it so insane?
We'll leak it right here.
Yeah, yeah. In the bottom right. It's a ding. Ding.
Ding.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like this new point system.
The vibes are low, and I don't know why.
What the hell? You said that yesterday when we were having fun.
I don't mean bad. I just mean like we're too chill.
Okay. Well, that's going to tune everybody in out. Hey, guys, the vibes are low, so just come back later.
What?
Vibe it up.
Oh, why is it like that? Because I'm pretty and cool and popular. Dang.
That's fadong. That's what you take away. Oh, man. She's got a shotgun that Celsius so we can get the vibes high on this episode. Oh, man. Last episode was fun. We had DJ on. He's a great guy.
DJ Ripsky.
Also got the 2 million views on a clip on Instagram recently. Pretty sick.
Oh, DJ man. Did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's got a baseball joke. Off. I'm very envious of that joke. It's a really good baseball
joke. It was
good.
Name?
Huh?
What?
No, I played baseball. I get what you're trying to do right now. And no. And no.
Ever bombing a roast to that hurts. It's as bad as bombing on a grape joke.
You ever bomb in a bucket hat? Nothing hurts worse than that.
I agree.
When you make a style change. At least you can. When you make a full
you
style change.
So hard, you have to go to Kohl's.
Hang on just a second. Howdy.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going? Hey, Lou.
Sorry.
Hi. Sorry I interrupted.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Hey, sorry. We're doing a podcast. What's going on?
That's my dad now. The way I was like, he's not really in a wheelchair.
No, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about the optics of this. Oh, man.
What did he mean? Hear stuff. Now I'm worried.
I don't know. You tell me. I'm gone all the time. He hears dudes coming around. In and out of his house.
Is that true?
I don't know. He said it was noises he wasn't sure about, so that's what I was assuming.
He's like, do you have a werewolf that howls after midnight?
Oh, my God. He was perfect. We should keep, like, the very beginning of it, just, like, him coming in.
Can we blur him out, though?
His face isn't in a standing.
Yeah, no, he wasn't in it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's our opener right there.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Like, but without an A.
Yeah. And then when Aiden was like lit, and you know, yeah, like lighting up, like weed.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he meant like actually something lighting up. He did the weed thing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sick.
We go over there. They're just getting
and his wife's
ripped.
An artist. Good night.
Yeah.
That's
and
so
good morning.
Cool. And I'm holding a stuffed animal. I look so special.
I mean, he just walked in on the most. Weird looking.
Yeah, lights, camera, you guys are holding the microphone. I have headphones on. And then like 5 minutes into him talking to you guys, he goes, is that a picture of you? Like behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, right there.
Oh, on Time Magazine? Yeah, I edited myself in there. He's like, you're Judy Human?
Are we Judy Human?
I don't know. But that accent was very cool. You guys just heard the new sports car I bought.
If that isn't a sign that we need to start doing the neighbor interviews on Patreon, I don't know what
day. Yeah. Actually, y'all let us know. I feel like this is, we've talked about this idea. We live in a condo complex now, and we were thinking about starting for the Patreon. We interview all of the neighbors.
Yeah, people up here.
Starting with the one directly upstairs. Just to find out who it is, if they'll ever answer.
They're not answering. Okay, wait, I do want to tell you guys about this. A couple, like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. We're home. It's like 1:30 in the morning on like a Wednesday, like during the week, Tuesday or Wednesday. We start hearing this fucking like belting, singing, like I show mean, tunes.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of good.
It was really good.
But it's 1:30 in the morning on the weekday. Mm-hmm. And we're like trying to get ready for bed. And it was so loud. I was like, it's got to be coming from like next door. Because that would be crazy, right? For the sound to travel down to us.
Yeah.
And then Matt was
singing
like,
rises. Similar to heat.
Matt was like, no fucking what? What'd you say?
Singing rises. Like heat rises. That's fine.
Sorry, I just didn't hear you.
I need to speak up. Yeah, I need to be a big boy and be louder.
And Matt was like, oh my God. And he just went upstairs to see if it was up there. And the minute the elevator opened, he could hear it real loud in the upstairs hallway. It was that guy. So Matt, like, knocked. Well, I wasn't there.
No, I knocked on the door. You're covering it great.
Matt knocked on the door. The singing stops. The guy never answers. That's the second time Matt has gone up there to be like, hey, brother, can you keep it? Yeah,
the other time was him drilling at 11, 12.
On a Monday.
He's a repeat offender. He knows not to answer the door.
And he stopped drilling when Matt knocked. Never answered the door. Now I'm like, this is going to be awkward. We know where you live.
Yeah.
I think we need to go up during the day when we hear him walking, just be like, hey, dude, we've been up here a couple times.
Yeah.
What's the over-under on how many notes that guy has had?
I thought you were about to be like, what's the over-under on how many notes that guy has hit? I was like, he had almost every single one that night.
Yeah, it was real good.
I don't know, because I don't know how long he's been there. I think he just moved in like,
a couple months
ago.
Yeah, I was talking to the guy across the hall. And he was like, yeah, it's because I was complaining about this. And he was like, let me see. And he looked up and it was for sale and someone just bought it. So that guy must have moved in like 2 weeks after we did. Because we had a blissful first 2 weeks. Like,
And the next week, just.
I mean, he's running back and forth.
Yeah. It sounds like a fat kid in boots up there.
How's he still fat with that many laps?
I don't know. I mean, you're clearly on the cane. Yeah. You're not hungry.
Anyways, this podcast takes a weird turn. Merry Christmas.
So, very cool podcast episode so far. We met our neighbor, nicest, sweetest man. His wife, Lida.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, that's are you guys awesome. Musicians?
that does sound like a band.
The last name? That's sick.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
There's levels to
Thank you. We are. Good night. Good night.
No.
I don't know. I can't do Netherlands accent. Woo. All right. Where are we at on time?
He was in for like 15, so like maybe around 10.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, we'll cut the whole segment out. Is he just going next door and meeting everybody and spending that amount of time with them? That's very sweet.
I am obsessed. I want that energy.
I know.
I mean, good for him for having that mentality going about it, because he's coming from a completely different country, different continent at that. So it's like, he's got to put himself out there in some way to meet people.
Yeah, I want to go to Netherlands.
Europe?
I believe so. Let me give it a quick Google.
Is Europe a continent?
It is Europe. Yeah, there are 7 continents. These are their names. Europe and Asia, Africa, Australia, North and South America, and Antarctica. It's Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went to elementary school.
Interesting.
Is it?
Name 5 elementary schools right now. Oh, you went to elementary school? Name 5 elementary schools right now. Yes. We got a new thing, a new little inside joke you might see. But you might not. This episode has everything.
A little bit of everything
and a whole lot of nothing. That's what this one should be called.
A little bit of everything, a lot of nothing. Oh, we're so back.
Yeah.
We're so back.
I'm so excited to tell you guys about the Mariah Carey concert.
I do want you to do that.
So we get to Vegas.
No, I'm not with them.
Yeah. So we, not her, get to Vegas. And Rodney's manager, Taylor, she's like, I got us tickets to Mariah Carey Christmas show. And I'm like, oh, my, that's awesome. She is the main Christmas music person right now, her and Michael Bublé. And Do you know that?
Yeah.
Michael Bublé?
Yeah.
So I'm legitimately excited to go to this. I mean, I'm like, this is going to be cool. We get in there. They've got a DJ that goes up before DJ Sus One.
Sus One?
Sus One.
No way.
Yeah, S-U-S-O-N-E. And I'm like, that is quite the, like, is he like, I might be gay, might not be. I'm DJ Sus One. And he just starts going. That's how he opens up.
DJ Saskatchewan.
Who else in here coming out the closet tonight? I'm DJ Sus One. And he just does fart noises.
Maybe it was Susone.
Susone?
Yeah.
That might be it. Look, I don't read good, okay? Damn, Aiden. You gonna call my stupidity out?
Wait, I kind of feel like you should tell the story right before Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, yeah. Well, then take it away, sis.
Now it's time.
Yeah, we'll get right into it. We got some calls.
Yeah, it's time for Fiona Call Me.
And you know what's great is the speaker died right during that whole conversation we had with our neighbor.
Dude, Lou put her face in his,
right in his crotch
so many times. Watching people trying to pretend it's not weird is so funny to me.
That's not making me uncomfortable. All right. Let's see. I've got one right here, and I think we should get into it for a little segment called Fiona Call Me.
Will this ever be the way I need it to be
when I need it to be? You know?
Sounds like a profound lyric right there.
What's going on with this? What is this? I'm about to get real pissed off. Ah, shit. Is it playing on my headphones? Where?
Swipe in the top left.
Turn Bluetooth off.
I failed this family. I'm sorry, guys. I had one job.
No one's failing.
Well.
Hopefully y'all hear this. First time long.
I didn't have the volume turned up. It was all the way down.
It usually is.
All right, let's play.
What's this?
Matt and Fiona, hopefully y'all hear this. First time in a long time. This is Joe from Kentucky. I got a little predicament on my hands. So my girlfriend caught me watching my coworker's OnlyFans. And she got real mad about it. And I told her, I was like, well, at least I'm not watching a bunch of dudes on OnlyFans, you know? At least it's a chick. And she was like, that doesn't matter. She was still so mad. So I was just wondering, what do y'all think's worse? Watching your coworkers' OnlyFans or watching a bunch of gay OnlyFans? Thanks, guys. I'll listen. I hope that you see this.
What's up?
Oh, he goes, thanks, guys. I'll listen. I hope you see this.
That is what you call a straw man. It's like, all right, watching a little porn. Is it gay porn? No. Just a completely different argument.
All right, so I think
that's a good would you rather.
Yeah, all right, so. He's trying everything he can to get out of that one. At least it wasn't a gay coworker, which is fine. Maybe. I don't know. Depends on, you know. Anyway, so the would you rather.
How bad is the job paying that your coworker needs to have an OnlyFans?
It's good.
Ding.
Ding.
Oh, that's a ding for sure. We'll ding it up. All right, so would you rather get caught watching a coworker's OnlyFans by your wife, or would you rather get caught watching gay OnlyFans? That's tough because, I mean, the coworker is somebody that they work with.
Yeah.
That, like, is actually in.
Like, they probably give them side hugs,
probably front hugs.
Back hug?
Really? Yeah. Let's hug from the back this time. Yeah. Yeah. I think about my coworker naked all the time.
So how are you answering the would you rather?
Aiden. So that takes care of both of them, actually.
I think I'd rather you be watching gay on new bands.
Really? Than coworker?
Because then it's like, well, he's gay.
Yeah, but that... All right, so hold on. Okay, but hear me out on this.
Ding!
Ding. Hear me out on this. If he's watching gay pornography, then...
Why'd you say pornography?
Because I'm very sophisticated, guys. If he's watching gay pornography, that's something I don't know if they can work through as a married couple. But if it's a coworker, I don't
know.
The
truth is, I'm leaving your ass either way.
So you want to leave me gay?
Yeah. I'd rather leave you.
At least you'll be happy that way.
Yeah, that's true. Then we at least I'm like out with a clean break.
Yeah.
Be like, she wants to hate me, but I'm gay. You know, I can't. It is what it is.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. The gay thing, like, I think is just like, wouldn't it end at all? I mean, I don't know.
There's no like working through that. You can't go to counseling and it'd be like, fine, I don't like men.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fine, I like you.
Because if you do think that, then you think you can pray the gay away.
Yeah.
That's the same concept.
Yeah, just go to conversion therapy. You're good. Oh, look who's calling. Right on time.
Fiona, call me.
Hey there, brother man. You are live on the pod. Did you have any would you rather?
Yeah. Would I rather drive home and deal with my shitty kids or go back to the woods and start a shotgun?
Oh, that's nice.
Did not catch me at a good time. I was just calling to check in on you because I saw you called earlier.
That's a really good would you rather,
actually.
Shotgun.
Would you rather go home and deal with your bad kids or wash your mouth out with buckshot?
Buckshot.
Yeah. Buckshot. Every time.
It's starting to feel that way for sure.
I just had a question earlier, and I guess I can ask it on the pod. It's I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
The band Wayne, how did we find out about them?
Man, Dad's buddy,
Reese.
Lived down in Alabama. Reese, yeah.
That's
Reese
what I thought. And Dad was like, I don't know how y'all found out about that band. I'm like, was it not that guy?
Dude, that one album was such a kick-ass album.
Yeah,
like,
so I
mean, yeah, they were like 90s butt rock, but like they were good.
That album is awesome. I was going back and listening to it, and I was like, I wonder if that, because I was going to try and get you a Christmas gift, and I was going to try and get you that on vinyl.
Sex music?
So I found one of the guitarists on Instagram, still lives in Alabama, and I messaged him, and I was like, hey, did y'all ever press any vinyl for that album? He's like, no, I wish, but... They dumped all the money into, not him, like the record company dumped all the money into CDs back then. So,
yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
I would love to have that album on vinyl.
I never did it. Did you ask if he still played? Would you rather?
Yeah, he's still in the band.
He's still in a band, but that band broke up.
Disbanded.
And I wonder what his life looked like. Well, hey, he's living his dream. Whatever, man. He's
still getting after it. I got a good would you rather.
Yeah, we want to hear what your answer is.
Wait, it's different for women.
Wait.
Would you rather Laura? Oh, my God, you work with. I mean, it's the same for Jake.
No, it could be a guy's OnlyFans. It could be girl, and then guys only fans.
Jake, would you rather find out that Laura is subscribed to a coworker of yours OnlyFans or find out Laura is watching gay women on OnlyFans?
Considering I work with like all my close friends, yeah, I'm definitely going to go with the latter because I feel like maybe, you know, I could. There's an angle there.
That's how point for Jake. Okay, wait, Jake. Let me rephrase. Would you rather Laura catch you watching one of her coworkers' OnlyFans pretend, And then, or catch you watching gay dude OnlyFans.
So that's a loaded question. So I don't know if Laura's told you this, but me and my buddies have a fantasy football thread. And it started out pretty innocent with just like, you know,
shown me.
You know, started out with like dudes kissing to like, hey, I'm playing you this week. I'm going to send you something really, really gay. And it spiraled out of the control until to the point that me and the other guy, Ty, who is, I'm sure he'll call him Paul one day, is absolute psychopath, even more deranged than I am. We're sending stuff in the group thread for our fantasy football league that the league commissioner was like, hey, if you guys don't stop doing this, we're going to kick you out. And it was like, and these are guys we've known for like 20 years, like college buddies, like people we grew up with who know our sick sense of humor. But me and Ty have this thing where we just amp each other up and keep getting it worse and worse. I mean, like my phone was, Laura was like, you're going to have to do something about your phone because the stuff that you've searched is like, I don't know if you're on a list somewhere. And I'm not like nothing like illegal, but like it got heavy into like scat porn gifts. And every year had a theme. And then one year it was like amputee porn. Like it was just, it was a dark rabbit hole. So now we only send each other gifts.
Was it ever wheelchair porn?
Yeah, I'm sure with the amputee porn, there were some wheelchairs involved.
Nice.
Well, thank you for the inclusion.
Vienna said, thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to kink shame anybody. If that's, you know, I find humor in it, but if that's your thing, that's your thing. I mean, I don't, you know, some of it's probably, there's some health concerns, I'm sure, but I don't know. It just started out real funny and kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say innocent, but it derailed very, very quickly.
So to answer the would you rather, one's already happened.
Not happened, but I mean, Laura's seen the stuff I've sent and has been like, I'm going to have to.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I'm sorry that that's funny to me.
But does it make you hard?
No, it does not. I can honestly.
There's a long pause.
No, there was, and I did not have to think about that.
There's a lot to discuss.
Never even felt a flinch. I'll say that.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, I got a would you rather.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you rather watch one of your parents take a shit or have one of them watch you take a shit?
Well,
in the bathroom, door closed.
One is
there until.
That's the easy answer. One has already happened and one will happen.
No, but like at like. No, like as an adult, like as a not you were a baby and they had to change your diaper.
Well, dude, we're going to actually watch mom and dad take a shit.
My mom has no boundaries with that. When I'm taking a shit, she'll just walk in there and do stuff.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Oh, man. No, I need my complete. I don't even like when Lulu comes in while I'm taking a dump.
I know. He shuts the door when he pees.
She'll sit there and
just
put her,
he pees her, sitting
her
down.
Her chin on my knee
on
while I'm taking
knee
a dump. I'm like,
you're talking
right
about
close
me?
Yeah. And then Lulu will do it too.
But that's long.
Yeah. Vienna, she'll sit
like
on my lap while I'm taking a dump.
I think dogs like you watching them take a shit.
Yeah, it's prediction.
Yeah, they're like, you got my six? I'm like, I do.
I think like they've looked into it, and that's what it is like they're like pack animals, and like when they're in a vulnerable position like that, they're looking to see if you're looking for a threat.
Interesting.
Man, how did we get here?
I don't know. It all started with gay porn. Yeah.
What is the topic of the pod today?
We're just kind of winging. I mean, it is Christmas time, but we haven't even discuss Christmas yet. We were like 5 minutes in and one of our neighbors from downstairs came up. They just were at 35. Jeez. And
psycho neighbor, the ones that you're wearing might be killers.
No, the coolest old man ever. He just
from
moved in
the
from the
Netherlands.
And he had a really nice watch on, so I think they're doing well.
Yeah.
But
what do you have on?
I couldn't tell, but it looked really nice.
Jeans.
Almost awesome. But he was like inviting us over to have drinks or whatever and get to know. He just wants to get, he's going to like each.
He's like a grandparent. And he goes, well, I got to get back down there. My neighbor across the hall is coming over for dinner. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Have y'all convinced the upstairs neighbors to come over for dinner yet?
He won't answer the door.
Yeah, he might be having a Dahmer dinner up there.
I mean, as loud and confidently as he was singing, I wouldn't put that past him.
But, all right.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I was just wondering about that Wayne band. I was trying to find an interesting gift for.
Yeah, dude, give their album a shout out, man, because that was a really, you know, that was a good album, man. You know, I need to go back and listen to it, you know, in my damn near 40s now and see if it's still, you know, I can still relate to it. But it was a good album.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely shout it out on here. And when you get home, take a breather and tell my nephews I love them.
No, I got to go beat Luke's ass for his day at school today. So
hey.
I'm not beating his ass. I'm not going to actually beat his ass. So,
but he will be taking a cold shower. He will be
taking a cold shower, yeah.
Which is what we have to do right now.
Kevin got in trouble for bad words at school today.
Nice. Wonder where he got those from.
Yeah, super. I know. It's the Morris like one like discipline. I'm like, well, that's not entirely his fault. If we're doling out discipline, it's going to have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to give it to John Wesley.
Yeah, exactly. Shitty old Uncle John Wesley.
Yes, sir.
Fake dad. Fake husband.
Fake dad. All right.
Yep. All right. I'll holler at you. Love you guys.
Love you.
See you.
Let's talk about Christmas. I fucking hate Christmas.
What? Why?
Yeah.
People only like Christmas if they're from a good home. Christmas was always, when I was growing up.
Well, hang on. Do you like Christmas?
I do.
Were you from a good home?
I would say so, but I would say who I know people not, and it's their favorite. So that's my counter.
Okay. I was also from a good home, and I love Christmas. Now, please.
For me, I used to be excited about Christmas, and then it turned into we had to do one with my mom, one with my dad, and they would always talk shit about each other. That was the main part. And then it was like, if what'd your mom get you? You know, and if it was better than his gifts, he'd be pissy and get shit-faced. No, that was better. Like, my mom would get us, like, a boombox or something. And then my dad would get me, like, a mug. And I'm like, I can't drink coffee. I'm 10. You know?
He's like, sure you can. You give it a try. That is crazy. It's like, I don't know. Did her gift beat the mug? Yeah, I think it did.
I think a big part of that is the, like, what you were alluding to is the parents going back and forth, because that is a little different than something I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I was thinking two PS2s.
Yeah, it's not how it shakes out. They always sell it to you like that.
Right.
But it's not like that.
Yeah,
it was just a very stressful time, very competitive, and I was a people pleaser, so I was always trying to be like, no, everyone's fine, everything's good. And I'd have so much anxiety during Christmas. So I don't like Christmas.
And we're going to change that for Aiden.
Yes. And something I was about to ask is, how do you feel about coming up with new traditions to make it your own thing rather than what it was?
That's what Matt is actively trying to do.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get her a coffee. I get her a coffee mug for every Christmas. Dang.
They're all up there.
I'd get you a boombox, but that's kind of out of date.
Yeah.
Have you guys landed on anything?
For
what, like new tradition? Sound off in the comments if you have any new tradition ideas.
On Christmas.
Well, did you always do 7 fishes with your mom?
Yeah. Well, no, not till Randy came.
We do the one with the Lopez's. That's fun.
I like that one. I don't want to.
Or you just
party
until midnight.
I don't.
Then you open presents and pass out.
Yeah, I mean, this is something Summer and I have been talking about recently as well, because we've been together for a while, and we have these traditions with our families, but we want to have our own tradition that's just for us kind of thing.
We should start.
I get to kick you in the wiener at midnight.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
You just trying to get points right now?
Dang.
Dong. Ding dong.
Should we look at this?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to do that Christmas, or do we want to save that for the Patreon? What do you think? Where are we at? Is that, are we at 35 with him or without him?
No, I think without.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're at like 43 right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's move it. Okay. We're opening presents on the Patreon, yeah. Y'all.
Aiden was very sweet enough to get us some gifts, and we're going to open them over at the Patreon. So if you want to see that, you should head over to the Patreon.
And Summer. Got a shout out.
And Summer, yeah, sorry.
Patreon.com/rampinuppod. That's RampinUppod. And I am on tour. You can find all my dates at FionaCollie.com.
Uh-huh.
Comes out on Christmas.
This comes out next Monday, so it'll be like the 21st, I think.
22nd.
So it'll be a nice
I got
Christmas
a whole
episode.
Bunch of dates. Y'all go find your set to get your tickets. Don't miss me.
Get those tickets for the New Year's.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I'll be out with
That's
it on a lot of those, too.
That's my new tradition, selling tickets.
I like that one a lot. My new tradition is helping her sell tickets
into
the New Year.
I love that.
Yeah, I just thought of it on my own. Real quick, I do just want to say Matt's conspiracy theory. I think everything I said about Las Vegas is true. I think they are paying people. This is Matt's Conspiracy Corner. Did I say that?
Right. Yeah, no.
I think they're paying people to walk the streets of Las Vegas, just random people, to make it seem way fuller than it is. And not only that, we went to the Mariah Carey thing, and it was very odd. Like, there were, like, little pockets of people, like, almost dancing like NPC characters or NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would all get up at the same time and just dance and then sit down. And then all, and like, every time I'm like, it's the same group. It's the same group. And they were doing it and they would sit down at the same time. It was like creepy. I was telling J-Dub because I told him my theory and he was like, that is weird.
Was it a mostly full venue?
No.
No.
And so, and how were those people far away from others or were they just kind of scattered? I guess
they were scattered like everywhere. Like, it seemed like trying to like hype.
But was it with those scattered groups? Was it like two or three people per area or was it just one person?
No, it was like, okay. It was like four, 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 four. And then on this front row, it was like one, one. Like, it was almost like sectioned.
Like, you know, like some
equidistance or whatever.
Nice.
So, like, they were paid to be there and look like they were having a good time. Because, and that was just for like the DJ. And then the show itself, Mariah Carey sucks.
What? Really?
She is, I think she's on the last batch of Quaaludes there ever was. There were kids twerking, dancing on that thing. And like, it's late. I mean, this show's at like 9 and it's like on a Thursday. It's like, shouldn't those kids be in bed? What are they doing? Are they traveling? Like, I couldn't stop worrying about the kids. Like, on, they were great dancers aside from the twerking, but like, they did like some cool flips and stuff, but I couldn't stop like thinking about those kids and be like, hey man, why are y'all out this late? Who
Where
did y'all's
parents
approve this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she comes out and she's just like singing like this and just no, like moving like an animatronic robot, zero effort, which I get it. You know, she's made her millions. Maybe she's not trying to do anything.
Yeah. But like, don't make people buy tickets to a concert that you don't even want to be at.
She did not want to be there. She even made a comment up top that was like, you know, I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. She's clearly reading prompts, like prompters. And she would just be like, it's my favorite time of year. You get to spend time with family, which is what I want to be doing. And then like would just go into a song. You're like, oh, okay, damn. Like, well, you agreed to this 10-show run, so
yeah,
get up there and sing
a lot. Yes, that is crazy. I'm curious. I don't see how long the deal is. I'm sorry, but her first deal was for $80 million in 2001.
Dude, I am so, tip tappy tapping my toes if I'm getting paid that
so
much.
I'm curious as to like what that entails. Like, is it just like you're singing and dancing forever? Is that,
I mean, she's just slowly walking. There's no, like, whatever.
Like, I do more moving on stage than
100% thing. And then she's like walking. The conversation banter between her and the band, I'm like, do they hate her?
Yeah.
It's all like,
she's like, I just want to introduce you to the band. Over here on the bass guitar, that's TT. That's the nickname I gave her. Isn't it, TT?
TT's like, yeah, sure.
You know, like, damn. And she goes, okay, TT. And she walks over and like, it was just very like, they're like smiling too much, you know? I don't know. I was very skeptical, but I think the theory is correct that they're paying people to make Las Vegas look like it's not
theory going down the drain. Sounds like a word that you're saying, but you have a list, but I know it's theory. You know what I mean?
A serious theory? A theorist?
Are you theorist right now?
Yeah, theorist.
Hey,
Patreon. Hey.
Okay, well.
So, anyway, that's it. I think that one's true. I think we just proved it when I was in Vegas. And that was a fun episode. We only got to one call. Next episode, I swear to God, we're just going to do nothing but all the calls that we can until we're caught up.
Yeah.
Because y'all have called in with a lot of would you rathers that we want to get to.
Absolutely. And I think I did the math wrong. I think we are now at 39. Sorry, it's been hard with the stuff that I'm thinking of. That stays.
Well, Aiden, you've made me look like a fool.
It's tough.
Wrapped up the episode.
What's going?
All right. We'll see y'all over at the bit. Oh, hype.
This video. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Matt Taylor Comedy.
Fiona Colley.
That's right. Go buy her merch at FionaColley.com. She's got a lot of cool stuff, and we'll probably have some Christmas sales on there. She's got shirts, hats, koozies, totes, stickers, sticker packs. She's selling her body on her merch site, too. She doesn't know about that yet. Free link to her OnlyFans over to merch site.